Hello! Oh, look at the microphones are active. It's totally working.
Yay!
Oh, welcome!
It's the small.
Did it. To the Cube Recording Games podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. I'm joined by a table of silly, fun people as usual. Immediately to my left, Lorraine Curiello is here.
Oh,
Kyle has words.
Oh, he always has words.
How you doing?
Too many words.
I'm good.
Good.
Here.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Around from her, Brian Lupfer and special guest Amanda.
Yay.
Last names are optional.
Not Amber.
Definitely not Amber.
This is not Amber.
Muddy May Suggins.
Turns out I'm bad at names.
Yep. A lot of people are too, apparently.
Hey, Lisa, look. It's a freezer geezer.
Frostilicus.
Say hello to Miguel Sanchez.
How you guys doing? Having an okay day?
Yeah,
okay weekend?
Good. Yeah, I had a big breakfast.
Like, is it a lot of food or a literal McDonald's big breakfast?
I didn't even know McDonald's did
that.
That
could be a thing, yeah.
No, it was a lot of food. Like,
yeah, man, look, I mean, if you went want flapjacks...
Went to a diner and, like, you know, I ordered... Like way more food than we needed to because, like, usually the diner portions are really small. This Oops. Place is fucking huge. So I'm, like, dying slowly.
That sounds awesome.
But
I
it's
love
in a good
getting
way.
More breakfast food than I bargained
slowly.
For.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite is going to, like, a Coney restaurant and getting an omelet that's, like, three times bigger than it should be and then just feeling like I'm going to die halfway through it.
And you have to finish it. You
yeah,
can't,
exactly.
You can't
I'm not
going to
take this shit home.
Fuck no.
Only God. A child doesn't finish their meal.
Why does anyone eat anything that isn't breakfast food?
So I want you to bring me floor. All of your bacon and all of your eggs.
You don't understand.
I want to make sure you
never
eat correctly.
I don't want a lot of your bacon and eggs. I want all of your bacon and all of your eggs. Moving
Kyle,
on.
With Kyle McGrath, what's your favorite breakfast food?
I haven't eaten breakfast in about 15 years.
Jesus
Not
Christ.
Not even like
that
the shitty hotel, like Continental.
Well,
I can't.
You've never woken up and had an apple?
No.
Alright.
Never mind.
We have Mountain Dew.
Kyle, the
that's
anti-breakfast.
True. Rolls out of bed
right.
And eats a taco.
I buy Wheaties so just to flush them down the toilet.
I'm like that villain from the Lucky Charms box.
Indeed. So you're not part of a balanced breakfast then?
Not anymore.
Rejects.
So zero is balanced.
Do you eat anything in the morning or are you just not?
No.
Okay, that's fair. More fair than...
When I was, I don't know, 14 or whatever, I realized it made me kind of sick to eat before noon, so I stopped doing it.
So you haven't tried since?
Oh, pretty much not,
it's been
right?
Like 16 years.
I'm doing all right.
My homework for you is to eat more breakfast for dinner.
I can try
yeah,
that.
Like,
scandalous.
Breakfast
wrong,
food
but it's so
is
yeah, that's different. I mean, I have a box of just add water pancakes I could go through if I need to.
Okay, good. I'm glad that your stocks for
emergencies.
Emergency.
When the apocalypse hits, I'm good.
That's
he's
like
gonna
the bachelor food to end all bachelor foods.
How do you make it? It takes effort.
Add water. I don't think so.
But then I have to pour it on the griddle.
Exactly.
Flip it over.
You can't just put it in the microwave and then pancakes will come out.
There's more than two steps. It's
yeah.
way too complicated.
Someday there will be a tube you squeeze and a pancake just comes out. You just put it directly in your mouth.
Steaming
yeah.
syrup, butter, anything you want on it.
Yeah, I kind of agree, even sad as it is. Like, if it takes more than, like, setting the thing to 2 minutes
right.
and walking away, it's too much effort.
Y'all are lazy.
So, yeah.
That's true.
At special occasions, I'll make pancakes.
It's a matter of, you're either going to, you know, you're either going to put a lot of effort in to make a big meal, or you're going to want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Most of the side.
I was going to say, not the big meal for most of the people at this table is the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, typically.
That's why I'll normally have yogurt for breakfast. Go into all fridge, right. Take out container,
open,
you're done.
Devour.
Yeah, breakfast is the time where you do that. Like you just eat
yeah,
the quick, easy thing.
Because
I do kind of like cooking. We don't do it that often, but we do it often enough.
Oh, yeah,
like, I never cook for breakfast. It's just
oh,
like
yeah,
here's
know.
Cereal in
yeah.
a bowl to put it in. Let's
yeah.
do it.
I just woke up. Last thing I want to do is motor skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brain's usually a little mushy for like an hour or so after I get up.
Well, that's because you don't drink coffee.
Sorry. I do not. I don't have a problem drinking Mountain Dew in the morning. That's usually my go-to instead of coffee. Or ever.
That is the world's saddest breakfast.
The orange juice Mountain Dew from Taco Bell.
I really yeah, wish you could set up like a coffee maker.
Morning Dew.
Just
sorry,
two
I'm
two liter
that never
of
became
Mountain
a thing.
And just, like,
I thought it was.
Little
no,
little
they never,
oh,
there never was shame. The orange juice Dew.
What would the Mountain Dew coffee maker do? Like would it just
like
portion
like,
it out, or would it like
yeah.
heat it to a desired
temperature? No, you just
hey, wait,
like
whoa,
a
wait
Keurig.
A second, wait
you
a second.
Get the little Keurig cups
yeah,
of Mountain
exactly.
Dew.
Hot Mountain Dew is really good.
That's true.
I do recommend trying.
If it
gets above, yeah, like if it gets above like a certain temperature, it all circles back and it's good again.
So what you're saying is that you like drinking formaldehyde?
Yes. Have you tried it?
I recommend trying it.
I think the first time I tried it, it's because I left a 20 ounce in the window in the car or something, and I was like, you know what? I'm really thirsty, and I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of all right.
Phil McGrath, last of our table. I was going to ask you what circumstances, like how inebriated were you when you discovered that warm Mountain Dew is delicious?
Completely sober. But I was in a Gibraltar Trade Center.
So like, to being...
I walked out of there and I thought I was going to die, and, you know.
That makes sense.
Life-saving Mountain Dew.
I don't think anybody ever walks out of Gibraltar and feels completely sober.
Yep. Well, it's... Yeah, there's a lot of, like...
Strange
experience. There's a lot of hot smoke in the air, and, like, and people sweating off liquor. Probably some cocaine.
Yep.
Lingering,
like, not sadness that you
just about anything could go on within that building, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean,
by
like
it.
When you walk out, it's like you just got out of like a life threatening situation, and it doesn't matter who you are, you just want a cigarette to calm yourself down.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like for the uninitiated, which is probably most people, Gibraltar Trade Center is just an enormous shitty flea market. They're only open on weekends, right?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah,
I think so.
Fridays too, I think.
One of them just closed.
Yeah, they closed one.
Yeah, so there's only one.
Yeah, the one down river closed. It's turning into a Menards. Yeah.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
So yes, there's just the one now.
It's gonna be a giant fucking Menards.
Yeah.
If there's a place that deserved a fucking Gibraltar Trade Center, I would have thought that Down River would have had that with a bullet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, the other ones.
Taylor
Town Exchange is classy by...
No, I know, I'm just saying. There's a similar thing that is better than that.
Taylor Town Exchange is like T-Pinky up, like...
Yeah.
It's real classy compared to Gibraltar Trade Center.
That's not where I want to go to get
my
drugs.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
They have one in Waterford, Dixieland. It's kind of the same idea, it's just a lot smaller and more mom and pop as opposed to just garbage.
Taylor Town's like... Taylor Town's like a mile and a half from my house. It's pretty great.
Yeah, because like Kyle and Phil were saying, or Brian too, I think, like, just Taylor Town, whatever, I'll just spend an afternoon looking at dumb shit that no one would actually want to buy. Like,
yes,
some poor old man selling, like, 10-year-old computers out of his little booth.
Yep.
Right.
But I mean, Gibraltar is a little scary. Like, I'll fist up around my keys, like, in my pocket with my Gibraltar. I have to cock somebody.
Where did you get these 600 stereos?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then you gotta worry about when you walk past those pet booths, because they all have fleas, and they're all from puppy mills.
I can't walk by those.
There's always one guy with like a...
felt terrible.
Just rows of terrariums with scorpions and tarantulas and shit. You know, one day he's just gonna lose half of them.
I'd forget to lock the cage.
I knew a person that got a tattoo at Gibraltar Trade Center, and they walked away with an STD.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
probably the most Gibraltar story.
You're not going to top that.
They're playing their tattoo.
I have been to Gibraltar Trade Center like maybe once or twice.
You're missing out.
They put up four like shitty walls,
like cardboard walls.
Yeah, around like a given like booth space, and they call it a tattoo parlor.
That's right.
Free tattoos, free STDs.
I hope I hope they did actually get it for free. Like, if you paid for that tattoo.
Yeah, if you paid for that STD, that's like, that's really just like paying for a strip. For like a prostitute.
You went to sue them, you could never find them again.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah, they were gone.
Different cardboard walls each week.
they sold you the monkey paw and then disappeared into the wind.
Oh my god. Yeah, I haven't been to Gibraltar Trade Center in a while.
Well, you're never going again.
Right. Unless you go to the one in Mount Clemens.
There you go, exactly.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. It was less like seedy and scary though, I feel like, when I was a child. Either that's true or I was too young to know the difference.
Yeah,
it definitely deteriorated over time.
Yeah.
I think the economy hit pretty bad.
Which is the same reason it ended up closing.
And I think our generation and the generations past us have just in mass been shitty and been infesting the areas pretty bad.
You're not wrong.
I think the people who run or are the source of shittiness at Gibraltar Trade Center are generations before us, not generations after us.
For some reason, like hard drugs have become more accessible.
But it's the weird 50-year-olds that are selling them at Gibraltar.
Well, yeah.
It's all in degrees, but flea markets do kind of beget, like, garbage people.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, have you seen the episode of Atomic Sunny Philadelphia?
Extremely naive sweet old people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I think they're like adorable, cheek pinchingly cute old couples that think they're going to subsidize their retirement money by like selling weird old crap that they find on people's corners.
Our grandma does that.
Our grandma does that.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking of when I said sweet naive old people. Yeah.
Just instantly your grandma kicked your brain. Yeah.
They're either adorable or probably on meth. One or the
you
other.
Could be both.
I was going to say, you could
adorably on meth.
Those diagrams could overlap.
Mm-hmm. It's the way that their jagged, weird, fucked up teeth are all something adorable about it.
The way that it looks like their mouth's a rototiller. It's just so adorable.
Broken glass and open mouth.
How dare
you? Oh, God.
Welcome back.
The Wicked Witch.
So flea markets.
They're all right.
You'll get
a good experience. I recommend everyone to check them out.
That's and chlamydia.
Fleas and chlamydia.
Perfect. In all seriousness, I realized that some video games existed by going to World Trade Center.
Yeah, for sure.
The first time I ever saw the original Smash Brothers on N64 or the Pokemon trading card game on the original Game Boy were both Japanese copies in somebody's ramshackle import stand in Gibraltar Trade Center right one day.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's also where we got all our cards growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it was way cheaper than any other option.
Yeah,
also, there was no internet purchasing back then. So
well, it was like when set one of GT came out, like I got like 2 boxes for like the cost of a box normally, like just by going to Gibraltar Trade Center.
Pulled out your Beckett and looked up the I used to try this.
When I was 12, I traded Pokemon cards with dealers there. I did not lose any trades.
Good job.
You got it.
Now all those guys are dead.
Yeah, probably.
Died of overdoses or gunned down in drug busts.
I helped facilitate those things.
Set them down on that dark, horrible path.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that every single...
Ouch.
Wow. Oh, God. I'd like to think that every single booth in Gibraltar Trade Center was at some point, like, in some art, part of the arc of, like, the Breaking Bad story. Like, they're either just coming up and, like, I'm doing this for my family, or they're already, like, a kingpin on their way to be taken down by...
They're straight up Heisenberg going for fucking Gus, running the fucking food court right in the middle.
What about the sweet old people?
They're slightly outside that bubble. Again,
they lost all their money failing earlier, and now they need to subsidize their retirement.
Exactly. You got it.
All right,
I'm trying to think of stuff we actually got there. I can't think of anything besides cards.
Action figures.
Did we get action figures?
There's sometimes cool video games that are.
Yeah, they're always like, you can see like the video game shop or whatever. And
there was a really cool
one.
The one time we went to Taylor Town Exchange, there was a few really cool video game booths there that we were like checking out. We were just looking for old stuff and odd stuff.
They might have been like some of the ones that I saw over in Gibraltar before.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Before things went south.
At this point, the second degree video game market has deteriorated so badly that you can't buy games that way anymore. They're too expensive.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of unfortunate. I almost bought a TurboGrafx from there.
Yeah,
one of those little booths at Taylor Town. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't.
Well, it's like, especially
they had one.
Especially since so many games are getting digital versions these days that like all the physical
people
copies
that have actually wanted them just to play them don't really exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's really easy to pirate them.
We don't advocate that.
Yeah, we do not condone the illegal download of video games.
The cool crime of piracy.
Exactly.
You wouldn't download a car. This is an after-school special now, kids.
Someday they'll run that ad and it will be true.
Yep.
You 3D print yourself a Chevy. But don't.
I was going to say, you got to 3D print yourself some pizza. I'll 3D print you a pizza roll.
That's so...
Subscribe
this is
this
so
website.
Potentially possible. It's
email
kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that happening in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm going to print some new legs.
Mm-hmm. 3D print yourself some legs.
Rocket
possibly
legs.
Some rocket legs.
Some rocket
maybe.
Legs for our cats.
Rocket legs
we'll
are
see.
No dice.
All right.
Don't buy it.
I'll wait until that technology exists.
Rocket legs are bust.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it. No, it's going to be fun catching them when they have their rocket legs. You just got to because they'll stop, they'll run out of fuel, then they can't move. Fuel them back up.
Iron Man style.
Cats flying around the room.
Future cats.
Future
like a real life episode of the Jetsons.
If you made a Kickstarter and called it Future Cats, it would automatically be funded for 7 figures.
My wallet right now.
Well, And it's a good thing that you guys have your heads shaved, because if it's, like, you know, actually burning fuel and shooting out, like, heat, that way you're not burning your hair off every day.
No, I'll lose my arm hair.
Or you just get, like, third degree all over your head. Mm-hmm.
You'll have to wear a lot of suntan lotion in the house, or maybe wax your melons.
Wax your melons.
I was just thinking, that verbiage is so good.
Just let that go. My brain, like, my voice inside my head went silent.
Just take a second to appreciate that.
I'm just going to get that on a plaque.
My room. You snuffed out my inner monologue.
Well, my roommate, who's a professional improv comedian, he gave me this one piece of advice. Every joke that you make, you have to end it at the punchline, or else you're just going to lose it. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what happened there, because it's just like,
wax your melon is the punchline.
It was.
The only line.
That is like the first rule, never explain a joke.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
You just explained it!
That's the joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to move this fucking cup out of the middle of the table.
I'm gonna roll dice on the table.
Oh no, don't do it.
On the metal of the microphone.
It's a Yahtzee.
Yeah, unless someone wants to throw something out that they specifically want to talk about, we'll probably skip, like, your regular check-ins on what people have been up to.
I have an hour and a half of politics to talk about.
No.
Oh man.
I'm completely kidding. Go ahead.
I bought Valkyria Chronicles yesterday, so I hope you're
thank
happy.
You, I am.
I think a lot of people
play that video game. Have you booted it up yet, or just purchased it?
It probably finished downloading like an hour ago.
Play it, and we'll talk about that next time. You'll have to let me know what you think. I love that game. I like it a lot.
I'm going to hate on it.
I got Chrono Trigger on my Vita.
I do not agree with that decision. I'm sorry.
Chrono Trigger on all possible consoles.
Yeah,
it was
no
a good thing.
I already have it on my DS. It was on sale.
You should have just left it at the DS.
No. I want to play it again.
No.
It was on sale.
Move on another JRPG for that Vita.
Oh, yeah.
Right, just trying to justify its existence.
Yeah, I fall into the trap more times than I would...
I don't care.
...care to admit, just, like, rebuying things that I own on different platforms. I'm pretty dumb.
That's called the Nintendo.
I bought Mega Man X, like, 3 times now.
Yes.
It's never regretted a single
time. Yeah, exactly.
That's just like buying Super Metroid or Super Mario World every single time.
I'm so excited to buy Metroid Prime Trilogy.
That's going to be sweet.
I was
within our household for the third or fourth time.
I was browsing the eShop on the Wii U yesterday, and they have the Game Boy Advance version of Super Mario World on there, as well as Super Mario World.
Why would anyone buy that?
I don't know!
You can't spit the thing out as Yoshi at the end of the level. It's so much worse.
To be fair, the Wii hardware runs fast enough you can't really do that anyway.
Well, then I'm not buying it.
You kind of can. It's
all right, I gotta see it.
We can go try later.
Yeah.
The GBA resolution is like 320 by 240, right, so why are you paying $7 to play this on your 46-inch screen?
You can always use your GBA player.
On your Wii?
On your GameCube. I'm 10 years behind, motherfucker.
On the what?
He's not a GameCube? I don't know what that's going on.
Indeed. There's a beautiful musical there,
We're getting really fucking weird.
Woo!
Yeah, I haven't been playing video games. I've been busy working and hanging out with this girl.
Yay!
Those are important. They all sound like sound pursuits.
Yeah,
we've been working on stuff
too. Trying to have a life. It doesn't work. Eventually, you will fall back to video games.
I play video games and like heroin.
Go to Gibraltar.
You have your pick. Do I go back to video games or do I pick up heroin? They're comparably life destructive.
Wow.
They're both expensive.
You just took a shot at like everyone who listens to this.
What happens when you bottom out, man? When the video games can't give you that buzz like they used to. I just gotta go to Gibraltar Trade Center and punch an old woman to be alive.
I was gonna say, I know exactly what you're talking about, but you kind of lost me there.
Yeah, towards the end.
Off the deep end.
We all have our coping mechanisms.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Right.
This is a safe zone.
Have you need to share?
I'm judging the shit out of you.
I've got some stuff to share. It's mostly news.
I thought you said it was mostly dudes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I can facilitate.
We can find some dudes to share.
We have a computer open.
That's right. I have the internet at my fingertips. You want dudes? I can give you dudes.
We explored this topic on our... Yeah.
No, it was movie...
Movie dump.
Movie dump.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I'm going to forget that you were... Right. It was burned into your memory.
That was a mistake.
Oh, I did not...
We
you
brought that up more
it.
Than
I was on the other side of the
you
table.
Didn't
I didn't have
it.
To see it.
I was there.
I didn't need to see it to know what it was.
Never forget.
Always remember, never forget.
Yep. So yeah, well, I'll read off some of the stuff that I had compiled for news
we
can
really
discuss as required or needed. First thing on this list, there's actually been a lot of, just, there's been a bunch of stuff going on, particularly on the Microsoft and Nintendo fronts. So Microsoft made a statement about old franchises. Apparently, Banjo-Kazooie,
yeah,
Perfect Dark, and
yeah,
others will return eventually.
All
like
right.
That great outing Banjo-Kazooie and Perfect Dark had the last time they came out of the closet.
Sure.
I can't name either of those games.
That's fine.
Nuts and Bolts and Zero, I believe,
those
the taglines.
Those are correct.
Oh, I did know it was Zero.
Yeah, because we would buy it from GameStop for like 40 cents
yeah.
to fill out numbers.
Yep, so that we would get an extra 10% off our trade-ins.
Yeah, I guess this comes from...
did well.
I guess this comes from Ken Lobb, a guy working on the Xbox group at Microsoft. He was talking to some folks at the Inner Circle podcast, which I'm sure is great. I haven't checked it out. That's
I'm
not a
sarcasm.
It's not meant,
hey,
it's not meant to be
guy.
A slight, but...
I don't care.
Why aren't we getting exclusive interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And he, gave some... Mm-hmm. Right, some choice name drops for things that might come back in the future. There's a quote from here right now. It says, will there be another Banjo, Viva, Battlecore, or... Battletoads?
Blastcore.
I'm sorry,
Blastcore.
Yeah, Blastcore's
alright too.
They do.
I love Blastcore.
Yeah,
I don't think
you set the bar really high at Battletoads, though, that's all.
They do want Battletoads, right?
Yeah,
yes, in fact, the other thing, which isn't on this list separately, but when they were announcing all their Windows 10 stuff, one of the Xbox executives at that announcement was wearing a Battletoads t-shirt, apparently. So
okay.
they're more a little serious about that, I guess.
Yeah. Have there been any Battletoads games on like virtual console or anything like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I could believe that they put out like the original one for download on the Wii at some point or something. But
I could also see them not doing that, just despite Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, just screw you jerks.
Yeah.
Lorraine,
take our games
try
go
to look
home.
It up.
I'm going
to
try.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know if anything's going to come of that, but I would say a good... chunk of these probably wouldn't need to be resurrected, at least. Probably Perfect Dark more than anything else. Like, I don't know where that game fits in.
Yeah,
2015 first-person shooter landscape.
Definitely. It's not Call of Duty or Halo. Who cares?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But most of these other ones...
I think
like,
you mean Destiny.
For sure, some of the ones that had, like, very few or no sequels. Like, if they made another Viva Pinata, that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
I would love to play Blast Corps again.
It looks like
the game is rad.
Jet Force frickin' Gemini.
I would give a shot, at
I
least.
I love that game.
Yeah, I'd play that.
I at least want to try and see what a new Banjo-Kazooie would be. Because I'm still kind of salty about Nuts and Bolts. And I mean,
you should be.
I've played...
I don't think I'll ever win that fight.
No.
But I think that game is better than any Banjo game released before it. It's not the same game.
Nuts and Bolts.
But it's a lot of fun.
I abstain from participating in this argument.
We need another Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, no, we don't.
Dustin's right. I wouldn't buy it or watch anyone else play it. Or
we need another Donkey
household.
Kong rap. I mean, so if we have to have another video game to make that happen, I guess.
Diddy's Part 2.
Diddy's Kong's quests again.
Returns.
I would like another Donkey Kong sequel that would, like, similar to Donkey Kong Country 2.
Donkey Kong 3.
Has anyone else here played Tropical Freeze?
No.
I played the tiniest bit of it.
That is a really
Brian,
good game.
You probably like it.
That is an amazing game.
Yeah, it seems
Donkey
really
Kong.
Well made. I only played, like, the first, like, basically 3 or 4 tutorial levels, I think. I should go back and play more of it.
I'm really glad they dropped Returns. Like, from the title, because they could have just pulled a new Super Mario Bros. And just cut that in there.
Not
Nintendo,
right,
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So they're probably like, no.
New Donkey Kong Country Returns?
Or it could have just been Donkey Kong Country Returns, Tropical Freeze.
Yeah.
And no, just stop that.
Because stole on the rare thing, said called it Donkey Kong Country Returns T-O-O.
I like video game name puns.
Something like that. So that's probably happening. At least for sure, like Microsoft needs more like exclusives for people to get excited about, because it's kind of like Halo and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Gears of War, I guess, depending on how invested you are.
Master Chief Collection kind of blew up in their face
a little.
Yeah.
I'm sure it sold well, but a lot of those people aren't very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there have been apparently some, like, decently, like, notable voices on the internet just shouting at people to not pre-order Halo 5.
Yeah.
Just, like, fuck those guys.
And, like, all the exclusives are going to Sony now, like, Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter 5 is going to PlayStation 4. And I mean, even Street Fighter 4 is getting ported to PS4.
So. Is Final Fantasy 15 going to be on Xbox?
I doubt it.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, will it?
Kingdom Hearts will. As
all those, yeah, all those Square Enix projects are on everything.
They don't care except Wii U.
Well, I mean, I don't blame them.
I don't
can't deal with it.
Lumios engine, whatever they call it.
Yeah,
basically.
Four games keep together. Can't deal with the Final Fantasy.
Too many androgynous females or males.
And you can't tell.
Yeah.
Not enough.
It's more androgyny.
That was lovely.
So moving along, I had this lower on the list, but we might as well lump it together since it's also Microsoft-related. Microsoft announced a bunch of new details about Windows 10, which is the follow-up to the Windows 8 operating system, which still makes complete sense.
No, it's because of the Windows 90, whatever, that whole series.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, because some drivers and software will, like, just...
Right.
Take a dump because of the 9. Because, like, retro...
It'll think it's Windows 95
or something.
Yeah,
I think it's 95
there are, like, directives where it's looking for Windows version, like, 9X or whatever from the 90 releases.
So they gotta literally
just... That's the actual reason.
That's a good reason, but I don't know why they keep the numbering system at that point. Why can't they just name it Windows Ultra?
Windows Vista
Windows Millennium.
Not well received.
Yeah.
They moved off of numbers.
The same thing Microsoft knows. It's that people like Windows and people like numbers.
Right.
Yep.
Fair enough.
It's like bringing back a flash of Coke. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, when they announced all this other Windows 10 stuff, they're showing off a new web browser and a bunch of other boring operating systems crap.
I like that stuff.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, most people don't give a shit. That's the stuff I give a shit about.
Yeah.
Sure, but they also announced some really crazy things. So they're going to expand Xbox functionality on Windows 10, which is interesting.
Cool.
They're going to start porting more games to Windows 10, and Windows 10 will natively support streaming from an Xbox One to a Windows device, which is kind of interesting.
That's cool.
That's also cool.
So basically it just becomes like the PS3, like PS Vita TV thing for PlayStation, where you can stream off of, like, through your local network to any PC from your Xbox, basically just turning your Xbox into, like, being available on any TV that you have a computer hooked up to.
Mm-hmm. Or like the Sony phone bullshit that they got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also announced, make sure I say this right, HoloLenses, their own virtual reality
headset.
So it's an Oculus Rift.
They already lost that
something
war.
Like that. Except it's not actually the same technology, though, as like something like an Oculus Rift or the Sony Project Morpheus thing. So those devices, like an Oculus Rift, they're basically like an LCD screen with... focusing lenses in them to, like, just give you a better, like, field of view and perspective on, like, a 2D image that's being drawn to, like, basically like a traditional game would be.
Right.
This thing is a transparent overlay to the world that projects 3D images, like, into augmented reality. Yeah, into the world for you to interact with, kind of like AR cards and shit.
So it's like, 3DS. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking. Like wearing it like a Google Glass.
Something
kind
like that.
More.
Or a scouter.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't look unlike if you made a full face scouter. Like
it goes across both of your. It's not just like the
it's a very rounded, like full view covering thing. But they showed
more of a wanker if you wear it.
Basically, they showed like a weird tech demo video where it obviously wasn't actually like they just showed like targets for things that they think it would be cool for, like people doing engineering shit where there's a guy like spinning out motorcycle around and touching stuff. There was a really cool. Chunk where they showed a kid playing Minecraft, just like touching the world in front of him.
Okay. Of course, it would be Minecraft,
right? Yeah,
they own it.
They paid $2.5 billion for it, man. They're gonna get their money's worth.
It's just gonna be a virtual boy all over again.
Maybe
he's all might be.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
It definitely seems like it has less functionality than a Rift type thing for video game design.
I don't think it's game design.
Right.
No.
I was gonna say,
it
has other applications.
I would say it's Oculus Rift meets Google Glass.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think they said as much like that this isn't even for like the Xbox, it's for Microsoft products.
Yeah.
So it'll be for Windows computers and probably the Xbox or whatever
it,
else.
And Apple will make one in 10 years. The rest writes itself.
No more smartwatches.
More smartwatches.
Please, no.
I wish I had one right now.
I just want a pair of Google Glass to a smartwatch. That's it. I want to be a spy.
I just want a Siler watch. That's so much to ask.
I didn't have them down here at all, but they ended the Google Glass Explorers program.
Really?
As of like a couple weeks ago. Or maybe
has there been
week.
Anything? Because it like basically like kind of went dead for a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard like, much about it. Yeah.
I have no idea. I bet someday they'll release a product that's like a head-mounted display thing, but I doubt it'll be...
physically used one before.
I doubt it'll be that.
Was it terrible? Or
no, I mean, we didn't have it on for very long at all. It was just like a 3-second kind of thing. Like, it was when it was like 2 summers ago, not last summer, but the summer before. One of our professors had kind of pointed this like startup guy who had contacted him to us because he wanted to make like a Google Glass game, like while it was still like a dev piece of hardware, and that went down the tubes very quickly. And I haven't heard anything from this guy again
down the
for
drain.
Like the 1 month we spent kind of in communications with him. He did not know how to pitch or equally draft out a game.
Did you guys invest much time or effort into any project for it?
No, it was all like fact finding stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't do any real like development work or anything.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't in the hole on labor or anything like that.
It was really just kind of a test thing, and then we're like, yeah, we want to make our own company.
I think.
So.
We're gonna leave now.
Yeah, he was this guy who was like did he own a gym? Was that his thing?
Oh man,
he worked at Gibraltar.
His
dad owned a dealership.
Probably, and then we like he was at like he had some space in this like startup building in Detroit. It was interesting.
Sure.
It was not important.
We got to put that thing on for like 30 seconds apiece, and I mean, it was all right. Like,
it wasn't like the worst thing in the world.
I don't see why you would ever need it, but like actually wearing it wasn't very like intrusive. Like, you looked like a true asshole. You got a view in a mirror or whatever. But
there were a handful of people at GDC last year who had them on.
Yeah, the actual screen itself wasn't like like a Rift or any of those other kind of devices where it was in front of your vision. Like, it would basically exist like up, like if you held your hand, like. Just barely out of your normal field of view, like, in the top, like, upper right corner of your vision, that's where it would be. So you wouldn't see anything just normally, like, looking straight ahead or looking left and right around you, but if you, like, angled your eyes up to, like, the top right corner of your vision, then you would be able to see the screen in
and
full focus.
It would
focus.
Activate, like, it's just
so
be...
walking and looking at it was not practical.
Yes, basically that was impossible.
Yeah.
You could not focus on...
I didn't know
on,
that.
Yeah, you could not focus on both things. Like you couldn't...
Huh.
People looked at you, they'd think you were possessed.
Right, yeah, yeah, your eyes are just rolling back into your head. Yeah, and then other than that, it had, like, some very basic gestures to, like you could touch it,
yeah,
like the side of it, to do some basic, like, flicking through menu stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It didn't seem like a very fleshed out thing at that point, and I have no idea how much updating they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see if anything comes with all this like head-mounted technology crap. I still want to like
something will come out of it.
Yeah, I still want to try out like an Oculus Rift in long form.
We messed with them last year.
Won't have to wait
GDC.
Long,
right?
We got to play like a small like kind of space shootery game at GDC last year, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You could look down and see your legs. They weren't your legs.
Wow.
They were in-game legs.
They were better legs.
Digital legs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Digital rocket legs.
Rocket legs. Store these legs in the cloud.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The technology doesn't exist for me to have rocket legs. The technology will exist for me to think I have rocket legs.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
You said it. Let's see if there's anything else on this Xbox or Microsoft list. Doesn't look like anything super game related. The coolest thing as far as the actual operating system update itself is that they're going to make Windows 10 free for everyone who's running either Windows 7 or Windows 8
Damn.
For the first year that it's out.
Oh,
I mean, they're really trying, they're doing their due diligence to win hearts and minds back after the whole like Windows 8 launch debacle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, even, like, they're still recovering from Vista, I'm sure, because Vista was such a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the turnaround there was weird, because, like, people hated Vista so much, but, like, Windows 7 got almost universal praise.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was leaps and bounds better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I was looking at computers this week, I was kind of wary about getting a Windows 8 computer, because I like Windows 7 so much.
Mm-hmm. And Windows 8, like... is the same exact thing with
the more
exception of the
it,
like
the
yeah
more,
it's really
it's
honestly
fine.
Not
like the Chrome
yeah.
that they put on it, like all the UI looks a little different.
Oh no.
And like they move some menus around, but it's essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Windows 8 stuff got blown out of proportion just because it was still, like, ultimately a functional product.
Yeah.
But people got so up in arms about it in the same way that they did when Vista came out, when Vista was actually broken.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it does what it's supposed to do, and then they just made a handful of things more inconvenient than they should have.
Right.
Well, it's the kind of thing that it's like, after the disaster that was Vista, everyone was apprehensive with all the change.
People get used to their OS and don't want to change.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I was faced with a very practical, like, computer adaptivity situation, because we were at my grandparents' house for Christmas. My grandpa's computer broke, and he's running a thing that had Windows Vista on it, and I was faced, like, I picked out a new computer for him, but I mean, he's in, like, his early to mid 80s at this point.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I tracked down a thing with Windows 7 on it, because Windows 7 is more similar like Vista enough than the Windows 8. And like literally at his age, there's no like the time he would invest learning a new operating system is more time than he should be bothered to.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a technology use case that I really hadn't considered before. Because normally I'd be the dude who's like, look, just get a baby and upgrade.
Used to it. Yeah. Take the 10 minutes and learn.
Right.
But so that was a very unique situation.
Well, and I mean, most people that are that age, lucky they're not the kind of people that are even gonna have a computer.
Sure, and like he can use like browse the web and use email and stuff, so he's at least got that part figured out.
Yeah,
I was gonna say
that's the other thing.
So true.
He's still he actually was literally still running the like AOL like desktop clients.
Oh my god,
56K.
That's every old person I know, basically.
AOL is magic. I didn't even know that was still available.
I don't know that they still, like, I doubt they still put it out, so this one must have been, like, one of the later versions before they stopped making it.
Like the very last one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. So that was something. So hopefully he'll be able to figure out how to log in through the web browser. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
They buy stuff from Amazon and stuff, and he emails, like...
So he's, like, web savvy, at least.
Yeah, he at least knows how to the internet, like, how to get to a website.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's something.
It's easier now than it ever was before.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I was going to say, a lot of three-year-olds know how to operate things like that. So.
Most
three-year-olds all have tablets now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's everything is so accessible.
Right at iPhone.
It's
easier
now for elderly people to learn technology than it was
you
know, 15 or 20 years ago.
Even 5 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa, he got a MacBook years ago. I mean, it still works. He hasn't needed to upgrade it. He doesn't need it for very intensive stuff. But he would go to the Apple store and, like, take classes to learn his MacBook. It was really cute. He's really adorable. And he was, like, so excited about it. He can do a lot of stuff on there on his own because he taught himself to do it.
Right. Yeah, that helps a lot.
He's going to be 78 this year, I think. And he's still, like, super excited to learn just all of it on his own. And, I mean, I've helped him before. Obviously, there's been, like, some things that he just doesn't know. And I've been able to help him. But it's really cute.
That's cute.
He's, like, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He's so sweet.
Next order of business?
Yes.
Grandparents
aside.
Yep. Speaking of old things.
Nice. That segue.
Wow. It's a good thing none of our grandparents are going to listen to this.
You don't know that.
I assume.
Rock Band was a video game that was released in the late Cretaceous period. but apparently it's coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there are two pieces of Rock Band news here. The first one is Harmonix put out new DLC for Rock Band after 21 months of hiatus. So they took almost 2 years of not putting out new content, and then as of about 2 weeks ago, I think, they released three new songs on the Rock Band Music Store.
Three whole songs.
Wow.
You got a hot Avenged Sevenfold track. Shepherds of Fire by Avenged Sevenfold. You Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys, and Something for Nothing by the Foo Fighters. So,
all right.
Three like brand new songs.
Like some Rock Band
hot tracks,
songs.
Man.
Yeah.
I say there are things that are on the radio, so that makes sense, I guess. But they announced that first, which made no sense to anyone because why would they do that?
Right.
And then about a week after that, they put up a survey and basically passed it on Twitter that is essentially asking people what you would want out of a new Rock Band game. So it's got questions in it like, Do you still have any Rock Band hardware? Does it still work?
Yeah. Interesting.
How often would you say you played Rock Band at your peak? I'm trying to remember what some of the other ones it was like. They asked you how many songs you bought between, like, none, like, less than 10, all the way up to, like, 700 plus.
What would be a good price point for a new Rock Band?
Sure, yeah, exactly. And then, like, I think the final one was, if we put out a new Rock Band game, like, what configuration would you want? Would you want any of the instruments, or, like, just a disc, or...
Yeah. Or like, straight digital, even?
Yeah, basically
right,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that seems like they're going to make another Rock Band game. They're at the very least fact-finding. So I'm assuming that
tease.
If a game doesn't come out, it's because they collected all this data,
nobody wanted it.
Threw it up in a spreadsheet, and then just figured out that it wasn't financially viable.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Which we did that is already. Entirely possible.
Yeah.
This is probably their best approach, because, I mean, no one really wants peripheral-based...
It's tough.
Like, games anymore.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And I bet if they do release it, like, none of that shit will be in stores. Like, you can buy the disc at Walmart or whatever, and then, like, you'll have to go to a website, like Amazon or, like, their, third-party web
GameCube
store and
controller
buy...
controller adapter.
Yep.
Can't get that anywhere.
They're gone.
Still.
They're gone.
Mm-hmm. I ordered a third-party one from PlayAsia that still hasn't shipped, because even those have been, like, backlogged for weeks.
But that's incredible.
When I get it, I'll let you know if it functions.
Yeah, I'm curious.
So, yeah, that's happening. And I hope that ultimately that game comes back. It was a lot of fun back in the day.
Didn't you win anything in...
I won, like, $100 in Best Buy... gift cards playing Guitar Hero, so basically the same thing.
Or you won a Gen Con pass playing.
Yeah, that's
what that too! That's right. Yeah. I did win a stupid Gen Con trophy.
Yeah, the same thing. I won that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 tournament.
It's a good week.
So I won two things from playing weird rhythm games.
Yeah.
Don't stop there.
Keep climbing.
Someday I'll
just like DBZ, it's all coming back.
Everything
will doesn't stay gone for long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It all comes back around.
Yeah.
Back around.
Fair enough. All right, there's a bunch of Nintendo stuff on here, so I'll try to lump it all together, even though the links are spread out through this document.
Mm. God, I love ragging on Nintendo.
Yeah, I have words about
all warmed up for some hate building in your gut.
I see his head turning red already.
Yep.
Steam.
So Nintendo put out a new Nintendo Direct with a bunch of information, including the new 3DS launch date. So that's coming out on February 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Is the new 3DS called the new?
Yeah, it's called the 3DS.
The most, like, Nintendo thing.
With, like, new in, like, the little emblem, like, the new looks like their Amiibo logo, basically.
Yeah,
it's got the word new in it.
Yeah.
Because why try?
They spent a few hours on that decision.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I would say minutes.
Guy with their poor art guy was sitting at his desk with 5 minutes before the thing had to get cut together. It's like,
oh, God. I just realized they have the same name.
Doesn't matter. Go.
Yep.
No time.
Do it!
Mm-hmm. So yeah, new 3DS is coming out. Interestingly enough, in North America, we only get the XL, like the larger one. They released a smaller one in other territories
had cool faceplates and stuff.
Right, they had interchangeable faceplates.
We never get any of that.
You can buy a bunch of weird crap and customize it.
A lot of people are not happy.
Mm.
I don't really care.
The weirdest part about
the XL anyway.
Right.
Sure, the weirdest part about every SKU, though, is in no territory do any of the SKUs contain a power adapter.
Yeah,
what?
Finally.
Yeah, they took them out of the box. So, I mean, they're betting hard that the people who buy these are people who already own 3DSs, or they just don't give a shit about, like, 10-year-olds whose mom buy them for Christmas or whatever.
They did that for a while with, I think, the XLs, or at least in Japan, they did not come.
Not here.
In Japan, I think they've done that for a really long time, but I think it's crazy that they're doing it in America.
I thought it was a law, at least somewhere, that you had to have all... the adapters and stuff.
I don't know.
But it makes sense to not jack up the price of every box by $8, $9 for something most people don't need.
Yeah.
Sure.
I played 8 hours and it's dead. I need a new one.
back to the store.
Yep.
The only part about that decision that bums me out is that it's still a proprietary port. Like, if they just made it like a micro USB port or something, that would have been way more awesome.
Yeah.
You can just take one of the, like, 50 billion cables you can lying around in a drawer somewhere and use that.
Make it easy to plug into a computer.
Nintendo
figure out a way to stream on your
know
computer
what devices people own or use.
Right.
The part that blows my mind the most is that the 3DS one and then the one for the Wii U gamepad look almost identical,
but they don't
fit together.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed. Yeah, I thought the same thing when I first saw that thing. I was like, "Is this the same?"
My hand is going in.
Not quite.
Yeah,
not quite.
But this isn't it.
Off by like a tiny little like.
Then for like the last 6 iterations of Game Boys, they've had slightly different chargers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they'll fit, but they don't.
Game Boy, like the SP and the DS,
the
were the
SP
same.
And the
yeah.
DS1,
yeah.
And then
were the same.
The Lite, I think, is the only
Lite
one that's
different.
And then SI, or the
XL, DSi, XL.
DSi on is the same.
Yeah, are all compatible. Because that's what it says in like the fine print on their like product listings and stuff for these new consoles. It says if you have a DSi or newer adapter, it'll work for this thing.
Yep. So really the DS Lite is the only weird one.
So I mean, still, that's what, three different chargers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still dumb.
Yeah.
In addition to announcing the consoles, period, there's going to be a limited edition Majora's Mask one that's kind of neat looking, and a Monster Hunter 4 one that comes with the game. The Majora's Mask one sold out in like 14 seconds.
Yep,
I believe it.
That's what happens with all that shit online.
Had my pre-order canceled.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I wasn't even gonna keep it, so I'm not too bummed out. I got a $50 gift card to Best Buy.
That's awesome. Yeah. I read that that was happening to people who got their pre-orders canceled. Good for you.
So you're just gonna flip it real quick?
If I can acquire one at retail price, I might keep it. That's how stupid I am.
I probably would.
The eBay prices for them are gonna be insane. There's no way I'd be able to hold on to it.
Yeah. You'd have to move it.
Gotta move this product.
Go back to Gibraltar and pick one up later.
a counterfeit one, you sell it.
Yep.
That's like just another in the long string of things Nintendo makes where you just can't get them.
Yeah.
I want these things, but they're gone.
I heard a while ago that they were like canceling people who had like too many pre-ordered.
They did that at first.
That at least makes sense.
Yeah. Which they should have not, but allowed them to do that in the first place.
Or they should have made enough for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's the part that doesn't make sense.
It's literally, like, they're not making new hardware. It's literally just, like, a paint job on it. Like,
Nintendo does not show up prepared for show and tell.
Nope.
No. They do not bring enough for the class.
Nope.
But at this point, they're still taking pre-orders. You'd think they would base their production numbers on the pre-orders and not the other way around.
Right. Yeah, it should really help dictate how they...
I'm all for things being limited, but you should still have the ability to get
just
them.
Just in a time period, like, we're only releasing it this day.
I agree with you. It should be limited in the sense that we're not going to make these forever, but not limited in the sense that, like, we're literally going to do one production run of them, even though there's clearly a much larger demand for them than
that. It's really silly.
Nintendo.
Martha Meebos are coming back.
Sure, they announced some other stuff, including that Martha Meebos would be reprinted.
I'm glad that they had to put that into the direct.
They were kind of required to. I bet they even shot that footage already where they showed like the Fire Emblem Amiibos being used in Steam, Steam.
Because
that's where they segued from. Said, this other game made by Intelligent Systems uses Fire Emblem Amiibos. By the way, we're going to release more
Martha Meebos. They did that thing with the Steam Amiibo stuff first, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. Too bad I'll never get one.
You know?
Right.
Because, like, how, like, exponentially pissed would people have been if they showed, like, the marketing being used on that thing?
Oh,
then they might as well have just, like, redirected to a URL where it has, like, $150 eBay on it. Just, like, putting the nuclear middle finger right in their video.
One thing they didn't announce is that these new 3DSs, they have the NFC chip or whatever in them. But at first, people could have their Amiibos like to Super Smash Brothers and Steam. They had an adapter planned for the old 3DS, and that's gone. Nobody's heard anything about it.
I think they still might release it. They didn't talk about it in this event.
It might be one of those Japan-only things.
I would totally believe that.
Yeah, because I remember that. It was a little, like, just circle
It was just,
thing.
Like, a little circle thing,
it was probably
right?
Like,
plugging into your XL.
Yep.
Like, IR.
It might work IR, because I think that's how the Skylander stuff has worked.
Yeah.
That's
like,
probably true.
It's a little platform with, like, the IR blasts, the little, like, port on your 3DS.
Every day I'm a little more sick of this toy-to-game connection crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they announced some more Amiibos. There's other characters. There's a NES one that I'm totally gonna get.
Cool. Yeah,
I almost bought a Donkey Kong yesterday.
Those NES ones probably gonna be rare.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you know who doesn't buy things? People that like Mother.
Indeed. Let me see. What else is on this list? They announced a new Fire Emblem game.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
No title at all. Just
yeah, that is the next game in the Fire Emblem series or whatever
is
it was.
What they called
put on that title
it.
Card.
Title, not final.
Special.
Yep.
Look neat.
If you pre-order Codename Steam at GameStop, you can get a Majora's Mask pin.
Because why?
Because I bet they shifted it to that product. Like, that's why. I would put money on the fact that that was going to be a Majora's Mask pre-order bundle. And then they saw how well those limited editions were selling. Mm-hmm. And like, let's put it on a game that could probably use a bump. I would think that is, like, somebody
sense.
In their marketing department.
I've seen
pivoting.
That. I've seen that pin or whatever in, like, the special limited editions overseas bundles.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. It's kind of neat.
What else?
I'm not going to GameStop.
No. As far as other Amiibo stuff, they did confirm there's going to be, like, probably ultimately billions of amiibos by the time they're done doing this.
Because
they announced a whole separate set just for Mario Party. Because people had assumed, like, it wasn't confirmed, but people had assumed that, like, they were going to release sets on a game-by-game basis. So, like, this is the Smash Brothers set that'll have all the Smash Brothers characters in it.
Which I think is done at the Wave 4, because they haven't really...
They're making every character.
Yeah.
Are they? Not necessarily
Mewtwo, I don't know, but every other character will definitely
There were claims that they would eventually exhaust the disc-based lineup and release all those characters.
But the funny thing about those Mario Party ones is it's the same Mario Luigi again. They're literally the same chip.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good part, though, functionality-wise. Like... So you're not at least beholden to buy each one for each different game.
It's the Mario Party.
It's just
Mario.
Funny, yeah, right. All these poor collectors got to go buy the same Yoshi amiibo again.
It might have a different label on the box.
Right.
It's important.
The box is
different.
The toy itself is
toys are in different poses and they have different bases. Like the Smash Brothers ones have a little Smash Brothers logo in the base.
Okay.
These are the Mario ones are like red. I don't know if there's any like picture or anything on the base part of them.
I don't know.
Like the mushroom.
Just laughs at you for buying a Mario Party game.
Wait until they make Mario Kart ones.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to.
I might buy the Toad one too. It's in that Mario Party set.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which Mario Party character I
the ones
want.
That
if they made a Waluigi,
yeah, they're all,
but they won't.
Shy Guy.
They're all existing characters except for Toad, I think.
Yeah, I think
it was like Mario, Luigi, Bowser,
Wario.
Oh, yeah.
Peach,
Yoshi.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yoshi for sure.
People love the Peach
amiibo. And then Toad. I want the Toad amiibo to just say like Toad shit. You put it on the gun and like,
I'm Toad! Time for adventure!
We do Toad voices often outside of the podcast.
That's a fun one to do.
Very frequently, and usually not even saying Toad things.
No. Well,
I am dizzy!
It'd be well worth the price of admission just to have a Toad amiibo that talks. And it comes to life. It talks for real.
Okay.
For real.
Toads creepy. Can see everything.
Yep. And the Toad one does something special for Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker 2.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it is.
Unimportant.
Not important enough to need to own one.
I literally
say
don't
that.
It unlocked like a mini game in each level or something.
And then the other big piece of news on here, which is really cool, is that Nintendo is going to start releasing downloadable Wii games onto the Wii U.
GameCube.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Well, it's funny when they said it, it's like they made it seem like the virtual console where you just fire it up and go. It literally just boots you into the Wii mode on their Wii U and just plays it from there.
Yeah, I bought Punch-Out, and it does at least give you the option. Like, you can choose to have it still display on both screens. If you want it to render on the gamepad, too, it can do that.
Yeah, they patched that in a while back.
Yeah, that's the only piece of... like Wii U native functionality.
So I'll be able to play Metroid Prime on the gamepad on my toilet.
I think you can.
That'd be so good by looking at it.
You'll have to still have like a Wii Remote Nunchuck Demo to control it.
Oh.
So you can have like the gamepad on your lap on the toilet.
You just need like some candles.
I think they made
you can
use the pad as a classic controller.
That might be true.
Metroid Prime doesn't use a classic controller.
I was going to
say it needs
a
GameCube controller.
You can't use things. It's Wii Remote Nunchuck only.
Is it really?
Metroid Prime game.
Trilogy.
Yeah. The Trilogy? I don't want it then. Fuck that.
They really did a good job.
Let's be real.
Shut up.
They did a really good job with the motion controls when they remade those games, actually.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
I still like playing with the controller, but...
And I mean,
I'm totally going to buy
the Prime Trilogy was just...
I'm going to buy it, too, and I own the originals and the Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Like I said,
I'm a sucker.
I'll be the one who buys the fourth copy of each game in this house.
Because I do own the original games, but I never got the Trilogy, and then, like...
$10 is worth it.
Yeah, exactly. By the time I looked into maybe picking it up, it would already become rare, and was going for, like, $110 or something. And I just gave up the dream at that point.
I picked one up when they remade them for GameStop a while back as part of some deal.
Nice.
And you didn't pay the escalated GameStop
used fee.
It was like 30% off, and then buy two, get one free, and I sold the other two games or something like that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I copy a Perfect Dark Zero.
Can I say the saddest
something like that.
Can I say the saddest thing about this Nintendo Direct?
Yes.
Nothing about Yoshi's Woolly World.
That's sad.
I know. They said like early 2015 and there's still no date.
People didn't want it to be confused with the Kirby's Epic Clay or whatever. What's that called?
yarn?
Canvas something?
Kirby's canvas, yeah.
Kirby's not curse. Curse is the DS1.
Kirby's Pottery Barn.
I'd play that.
I would play it.
Kirby's in I watched, Pottery Barn.
Because the only I was at the eShop the other day, I was pay looking through student loans. just videos, and they had the Woolly World trailer from E3, and that was the last thing. And I'm like, this is like the one game I need this year. That I know of right now.
Nintendo still doesn't know how long it takes to make an HD game.
Nope.
Because we'll they still this haven't year. Made one.
It's not Star Fox either, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
That's not. Yeah. That's never going to happen.
No, it is.
Oh, yeah, you just aren't going to be happy in the end.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a game about Crystal and her upbringing.
And you control a dinosaur and save the world from lizards.
Fuck up.
Yep. And then at the end, you fight Andross.
And in between every level, you play a minigame with an R-Wing.
Right.
Sounds good. Sign me up. I'm on board.
It'll be a puzzle game.
Good.
It's the Star Fox
just
I know.
What I needed.
It'll be Star Fox Puzzle League.
I'd probably buy it.
I'd buy a Star Fox Puzzle
League. I'll buy any form of Tetris Attack.
There you go.
It's really good.
Yeah. There was some other stuff on here. Nothing that's super high priority, I think. There was they put a new trailer for the Xenoblade Blade Chronicles X for the Wii U. I don't think there's a date for that still.
People running through fields.
Winner this year. Yep.
That's what that trailer was.
Pretty game.
It's a lot like
still
the
gonna
Final
get
Fantasy trailer.
Much like it, yes.
Hmm.
Character models, and that still look terrible somehow.
Is that just, like, not the focus at all?
I just didn't spend much time on it. For such a pretty game, though, it's really kind of baffling how awful the character models are.
They're made out of triangles.
They basically
are.
Attention, but...
Yep.
I don't care.
There's a certain charm to it.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all the...
I love polygons.
There's no charm to these puppets. The polygon faces on my character models.
That's pretty much all the Nintendo Direct stuff.
That's why I
love Final
Fantasy VII so much.
Got a couple more things from Nintendo on here.
I may have killed Brian.
What happened?
Rain loves polygons. That's why she loves Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, God.
Squats.
Yep.
I need a tissue.
Bye, Brian.
I blew snot.
Blast a booger so hard.
Blast boogers.
Hold me a booger blast.
Brian, I don't know if you need some tissues, but hopefully you can buy them with coins, because Club Nintendo is shutting down.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
That's gonna be okay. It's not that big.
I have 2,000 coins.
You have 2,000 coins.
Spend them on anything.
Yes. You have 2,000 coins.
I'm like 50 away.
Wow.
I have like 2,000 coins.
Have you bought anything in the last year?
Not really.
Okay.
Maybe.
Be gentle to the table.
I'm sorry. Maybe a game.
I realize the tempers are running high.
Like from their dumb.
It is kind of.
I'm internalizing my anger, and I'll release it at an inappropriate time later.
Just gonna go upstairs and scream into a pillow.
The worst thing,
if
I saw
lucky.
Some of the Japanese Club Nintendo
awards.
That
just is depressing.
Giant Kirby fleece blanket!
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable!
Yoshi plush?
I didn't see that.
Mario soundtracks?
They didn't have cool soundtracks.
So it's like going to the Nintendo store.
You can
look at all these things
you
don't get.
You can get eShop credit for your coins!
Really?
Yes!
That's amazing.
I want that!
It boggles my mind.
Well, why didn't you
want
a screensaver? You can have a screensaver.
Those were up there for way too long.
Literally the entire run, I think.
Yeah.
Those really were. It was bad.
It's a bummer. I mean,
I'm sad.
Unfortunately, put a lot of time, or at least some amount of time, into putting.
You know
and I
feel like
it's
absurd.
Nintendo doesn't give a fuck.
I got some cool stuff like messenger bags, posters.
Yeah, I've got a cute
case,
canvas mushroom bag.
Handful of.
Got some Animal Crossing playing cards.
Yeah, I have either.
I've got these awesome plastic Nintendo playing cards that I've never used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I
have either
those.
All of
those
or
are like a platinum
at the very least most of the posters that they released on there, because that was always the thing I would redeem coins for.
Yeah.
Because I just got the last one.
Yeah,
the Smash Brothers one.
You're literally sitting in front of one of those posters.
Yeah. So I got the Zelda poster set, and apparently I have
cool.
One like of a series that were misprinted
okay.
on like the Skyward Sword one, where like the outline of the loft wing is like shifted off of it. So they, cause I didn't know what was happening. They sent me a new one, like out of the blue. Like I didn't order. Like all of a sudden, I get this tube. I'm like, I didn't order anything.
Oh no, my Nintendo points.
I'm definitely sitting on that for it to become a collector's
item. Yeah, I was
going to
say the
misprint. I don't think it's happened yet.
Like it's nerds love misprinted bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Were these framed when they were shipped?
No,
they just come in tubes. Yeah, I don't. I usually frame like
posters when I try to hang them up.
That's, I think that's the reason I didn't get any more, is because I would have had to have framed them.
Yeah. Yeah, just find Michaels when they have them.
That's like, what I did.
Buy one, get one
bought
free.
Them all for $8 or whatever. Yeah. But
Walmart. The big evil.
Yep, so that's happening.
Yeah, they're just replacing it all with basically a similar program where they can start from scratch, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure, which yeah. might not be a bad idea if it works a little better. Like, if
yeah.
if it automatically registers all your digital purchases
it
and,
does.
Like, they streamline some of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that would be much better.
You still, you don't have to, I mean, you don't have to put in code, but if you've
that's
connected
what I meant.
I'd imagine they're going to link it to your Nintendo account as opposed to your separate
right, you log
Nintendo
in with your
account.
Nintendo
that
network ID or whatever.
Yeah, make it all, like, one thing instead of making you have, like, four different fucking things.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a schedule on here, too, for when they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
So, I guess starting on April 1st, they're not going to include product registration cards in games and consoles. I know that the new 3DS, like, none of that stuff
yeah,
is
they stopped
with
giving
those registration cards.
Coins for consoles a while ago.
Yeah. Mm.
They're building up for the one big hack. They're looking to get hacked hard. They're just accumulating all the information in one spot.
Sure. Finally, the Sony hackers will target Nintendo.
Yep. On April 20th, you're not going to be able to register stuff anymore, it looks like. And then on September 30th, they are shutting it down in its entirety.
But the North American Club Nintendo shuts down at the end of June. Everywhere else is September.
That's fine.
That's weird.
That jerks.
I bet they'll put up nothing of value between now.
They said they're going to have some physical rewards in the next few months.
A limited quantity of physical rewards.
So that people know
their
coins. You guys are
going to
be F5-ing furiously.
Yeah, more eBay fodder and more like that website.
You better be right on top of
that.
That
website is never
going to
be up again.
Yeah.
That website likes to crash, too.
Oh, yeah.
I never even got the register because it just crashed every time I tried.
Not that bad.
Yeah, like even when, like... Even
it
when
just,
stuff
like,
wasn't really high
so
priority, like, just, like, one of the physical things happened to come back in stock. Like, it might go down when that shit happens.
Yeah,
because so.
it happened so infrequently that when it did, everybody bum-rushed it and destroyed the site.
I still got that. I have that golden nunchuck. That
that's cool.
One of my
I never got that.
I'm glad
that
I was
cool.
able to get that.
Those are worth a couple
that's
pennies.
That's good reward.
The funnier thing about that, when they
had
did
a white
the...
cord.
Yeah,
really?
And a white
yeah.
joystick.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, that's terrible.
The white joystick matched with the white buttons on the Zelda controller, but the white cord was just ugly.
Yeah, it really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the funny thing when they did the day they had that Nintendo Direct when they announced the Majora's Mask 3DS, is I was trying to go on Best Buy just to buy like a flash drive or something,
mm-hmm.
and the website was down.
Wow.
You couldn't order shit from BestBuy.com because people were hitting it so hard trying to pre-order those fucking special edition consoles.
That's funny.
That's insane.
Yes.
Nintendo fans are nuts.
Yep.
They're out of their minds.
That's because Nintendo was out of their mind.
There's literally people out there calling GameStop 8 times a day asking for amiibos.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Nintendo destroying the quality of life. Reducing it further.
See, we're back to
when they get their quality of life system, they can bring it back up.
But guys, you see, this is what we're talking about. This is games are drugs. It's as bad as heroin. If you're hounding your dealer 8 times a day to see if they got your shit, that's pretty bad.
That's kind of accurate.
Yeah.
There's definitely a chemical rush you get from buying things that you had to put effort into finding.
Amiibos might be like the textbook example of Nintendo's accidental success.
Yeah.
If they hadn't fucked up and undershipped like some of the ones that the hardcore people really wanted, I guarantee they would have sold a fraction of the number that they've sold since.
And I doubt they did that on purpose.
No, not even.
No,
there's
yeah.
no chance that that's true.
I mean, they at least knew not to overproduce you know, obscure
right.
characters, but to have it like one per case.
Yeah, it's just
turned it into
it's just
a chase
a testament
item.
To their
yeah,
weird
yeah.
like conservatism.
Yeah.
Just, they just won't make a bunch of a thing.
I'd rather underproduce something by 100% than overproduce it by 5%.
Basically,
right. Yeah, right.
You're not flooding the market by any margin, then.
That's Satoru Iwata's tramp stamp.
A paragraph.
It only takes like 4 kanji to express that, too, so it's
right.
pretty...
But yeah, so if any of you listeners out there...
Can we get some fan art of that?
please.
So if any of the listeners out there, if you guys are like hounding for amiibos, just remember, you can always sate that craving... with some heroin.
Do drugs.
Yeah. People buy...
Not amiibo.
In other countries, they don't have that problem. They're produced in sufficient
reasonable
qualities, so...
Right.
Wait. Heroin or amiibos?
Amiibos.
Yes.
I don't know about foreign heroin. I would... Yeah, that's someone else's
depends on the
department.
Country.
Amiibos flow like
but,
wine.
But since...
amiibos.
Monsieur.
Would you like another moth amiibo, monsieur?
I'll tell you when to stop.
The Swede Wii Fit Trainer?
You are a Wii Fit Trainer?
Wee-wee.
That's what your Swede means.
I was saying something about how people are buying foreign amiibos, but that's fine. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how the wine talks.
One of the channels I follow, The Completionist, on his Twitter, he posted a picture. Because he had, like, he's been posting links about where he, because he's a collector.
Of course.
He likes collecting stuff. And, but he's been posting links about where he's been finding amiibos so other people can, like, buy them too. Like,
sell them on eBay.
Not just off of eBay even, just, like, other sites who are selling them.
He's a bad capitalist. The worst.
And he said, mentioned something about, I think it was Italian Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Had a certain one in stock. And someone, like, posted, I don't know where it was from, but he just posted a picture of it. Someone, like, chewing him out, saying that he was getting amiibos from Nintendo and was keeping amiibos away from them that they could give, like, because Rosalina was, like, their daughter's favorite character, and it was his fault that he couldn't get one for his kid. And he was just kind of like...
Tensions run high.
Right.
The only ones he's gotten are, like, Link and Mario, maybe, from Nintendo, like, right when they were coming out. So, you know, the most worthwhile ones you could even get.
Don't get between crazy parents and toys, man.
Yeah.
Some tickle me Elmo shit.
I was just saying that's Christmas time.
This was like maybe a few months ago. Maybe
right.
not
so
even a few, like a month.
The Rosalina one's not even
Christmas
out yet.
Season.
Yeah, one that isn't even out yet.
Madness.
The world
is a nightmare.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of the Beanie Baby thing that happened.
Yeah, all that shit.
Right.
Pick your fad.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's no different. In 10 years, they'll be worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Resale NFC figurines at GameStop.
Yeah, I saw
that's
that.
A thing.
You can sell your old Skylanders.
But only a
GameStop.
Certain few.
Huh.
Like if you look on their site, they have like
Skylanders.
And I'm sure they give you 10%
of
their value.
Each.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, they're like cents.
Yeah.
Most of them are like maybe like 10 cents to resell.
Nickels and dimes.
That's hilarious.
I was curious the one time and was just kind of like looking through it.
Yes,
like,
I've seen them in their repackaged bags. What I've been there
yeah,
before.
Yeah, just a bag. That, honestly, the first when we were in GameStop on Friday was the first time I had seen the stand at the one by my house.
Okay.
Madness.
Yep. Anyway.
Shrugging.
her sister just texted her that one of her cats took a dump in her room.
Aww.
Actually, it says Mittens took a fat dump.
I'm glad its name is Mittens.
I'm glad that dump was fat. I'm glad everyone knows. Great.
I'm just glad that that's referencing a cat.
Yeah, Regis.
It's not like street for
well, guys, I gotta go.
A lot of air quotes, Mittens took a dump in the roof. I gotta go.
Their
I got some business to attend to.
Right.
Anyway.
I'm not pushing heroin for a reason.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who said anything? What is heroin?
Speaking of cat shit and hard drugs.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
I have a thing that's related to neither of those.
Good.
Damn it.
But it is the last piece of Nintendo news on this list. Nintendo showed, I don't even know that this was like officially released, but there was some YouTube footage posted of people playing Pokken tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Which we talked about. Like
Pokemon Cross Tekken.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's their Pokemon Tekken fighting game thing. So that's coming out in Japanese arcades sometime this year, and maybe on consoles someday, possibly.
Probably.
It
looks
too
much money to not make.
Yeah, it looks real crazy. Like, the character lineup is super nuts. It's, the characters, they showed 5 characters in it so far, and it's, what is it?
Machamp, Lucario, Gardevoir, Pikachu, and Suicune so
right.
far.
Yeah.
Weird.
It kind of shows that they could do anything if
yeah.
they wanted to.
Sure. Yeah, that really
I really
is
hope
a diverse,
they bring some of the
like,
weirder ones. Like,
I want to
yeah.
play as a fish.
I want to play as the fucking Reggies. So if they make those noises, you're playing good.
<Yeah.
laughs>
The best part about the
Barboach or I'm out.
Stunfisk.
I want to play Stunfisk.
Stunfisk
would be going.
Yeah, the best part about that video is like they show the Pokemon just like shooting like energy blasts and shit at each other like for some of their attacks, and Pikachu just gets up in your face and like punches and kicks you to death. It's like fighting game combos, like
huh.
in Pikachu form.
Right.
It's kind of
Pikachu
insane.
Iron tail
so Pikachu's basically Hachi, just fucking Electric Wind God fisting people.
Yes, in fact, Gabe had said earlier that he, Pikachu that. Does in fact perform that exact attack. So you did it right.
Yeah.
So this game will be amazing, is what I'm saying.
I play Pikachu just doing that to people, just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, like, man, get your Pikachu doubles on.
Oh my
god. I hope that comes to consoles, because it's so dumb. It's such a good, stupid idea.
I would do my best to be the best at that game, just because it'd be so stupid.
I guess it's supposed to be mechanically like Tekken for babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
They'll probably put a lot more lenience on inputs.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know Tekken, myself included.
Tekken is the hardest fucking fighting game there is.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, they shut off there were one or two other gameplay things in there that, like, I don't know if there was any gameplay, like, knowledge about that game before those videos were out, but
I don't think so.
They showed, like, it's got assists and stuff. I'm not sure how they're activated, if it's like Marvel, but basically you go into a fight, you pick your character, and you can pick, like, a set of assist characters. Like, one of them was Stivey and Lapras.
Lapras was just, like, Surf.
Yeah, I forget what the other pair was.
Fennekin was there. Maybe Slurpuff. I feel like I might have seen Slurpuff. I believe that.
Sure.
I hope Fennekin every Pokemon is in the game.
It looks like each assist just, like, comes in to do an attack, and then they, like, take off.
Like,
Lapras
just, like, falls out of the sky and is like, woo!
How spammable are they?
I have no idea. You didn't see the people using them, like, one after another, so probably not very.
So Pokemon versus Tekken, like, it's just this game.
Yes.
Because it's like, if you get assists, that's just going to make things kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking it was just going to be one-on-one fights, not like, I'm going to call this Lapras and have to extend my combo.
You're right, Brian. That's the part where this got weird.
That's the part where it's just... I mean, we've talked about Pokken before, so it's like, you know, I've kind of warmed up to it and gotten used to it, but then you add assists and it's just like...
The Evo crowd dropped it right there.
Yep, that's right. Speaking of, that's actually the last thing on this list.
There you go.
So we might as well talk about it now.
Nah.
Forget it. Yeah, Evo announced their 2015 lineup for this year.
Okay.
So, for the uninitiated, Evo is the biggest thing going in fighting game tournaments. Happens every year in Vegas in the summertime. I think it's always July, at least.
It's July or August.
Yeah. It's a bigger deal than you realize.
Sure.
It's a really big deal.
A boatload of people are going to watch it on Twitch, basically. Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Numbers pushing 25,000 on average.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Evo this year will be...
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, I would have thought more. I thought it was 250,000.
Well, because of Smash, no, it is 250,000 was what the
viewers
have been the past 2 years. Smash brought a lot of those.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So,
that's why Smash has double representation.
Right. So yeah, Evo will run from...
Find out the problem with that real fast.
July 17th through the 19th this year. And the list of games that they're going to be playing... Like, there is always side stuff, which, like, people just do their own thing and, like, have weird side tournaments and whatever.
Project Kick.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But all the main event games they're going to be playing at Evo this year are Ultra Street Fighter 4, which is... Of no surprise. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, Guilty Gear, Xrd, Sign, Killer Instinct. That's one of the ones I forgot about.
I'm surprised that one still made the list.
Right. Mortal Kombat X, which is also interesting.
Is that going to drop in time?
Okay.
Is that going to drop in time?
That's on this list. So
get ready for
that's my answer.
Get ready for Perfect Legend to win another year in a row. I think he's up to like 4.
Right.
He's going to be like undisputed world champion of Mortal Kombat for the rest of time.
Sure.
Okay. They did Mortal
I don't
Kombat
think there's another
versus...
player that's that consistent in any game. So.
It's just him.
Yeah.
But it's only at Evo. He scrubs out at other tournaments.
They did Injustice last year, right?
I think so.
You're right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, I believe
that's
the case.
Forgot that existed.
Right. Persona 4, Arena Ultimax, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and Tekken 7. That's the rest of the stuff on that list.
Tekken 7's coming up.
Yep.
What about that?
Yeah, a bunch of new games. So both that and Mortal Kombat.
What consoles is Tekken 7 going to be on?
I think it's just next-gen stuff. Let me try to double-check, but... It's for sure on the next-gen systems, like on PS4 and...
So basically everything's just slowly feeding me more reasons to, like, buy a PS4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the listing here shows PS4, Xbox One, and Arcade, so they don't even have a PC version on this list, at least. So yeah, that'll probably
be cool. I want to have a life.
Destiny is a life. Life is your destiny.
It's some kind of life, if you call that living.
If you can call sitting on your couch, eating Doritos, and drinking Mountain Dew.
There's no time for those other two things.
Even better.
It's all Destiny all the time?
That's right.
That's why he just runs to Taco Bell once a week and just stocks up.
He You should have seen my life before I got this job.
I'd like 100 tacos.
I know.
So yeah, that's a pretty good lineup of games.
It's
weird that there are two Smash Brothers games in there, but I'm okay with
it. It's really freaking diverse.
Yeah, for sure.
If they didn't have Smash 4, then Nintendo would bail on them, and if they didn't have Smash Melee, everyone else would bail
on them.
The
community would bail on them,
yeah. That might be among the most diverse lineups they've ever had, as far as like how different some of those games are from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm sure the prize support's going to be huge, especially for the Capcom fighters, because of like the deal that Capcom cut with Sony around Capcom Cup time. Like, they're going to have a lot of money to throw... But yeah, like, so I can see the prizes being huge on that, and I think Nintendo's backing them too.
Yeah.
So like the Smash games are gonna get a lot of money. It's gonna be fucking huge.
Yep. So that'll be cool. I'll definitely tune in July. Like, I always like watching fighting game tournament stuff. I have a spare minute.
It's the only time of year I'll watch most of it. Like, I don't care about any fighting game until that happens.
Well, yeah, and I'll watch streams of games I've never even heard of.
Sure.
Yeah. And then you watch Melee and you watch Mango just literally poop
on the one thing I know I want to watch.
One day.
You'll see Mango pull some bullshit that you never thought was possible, which
it's like he's got
happens
four
regularly.
Hands.
Yeah.
It's like he's got four hands and two dicks.
Three dicks. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh. Dude. Dang.
Mango rolls.
Well, that's gonna do it for new.
On that note,
I'm gonna read off like the four or five games that are coming out, and then I think we're gonna wrap it up. New releases.
Shut up.
Oh my god. Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Punch-Out are both out for the Wii U now. You can go buy those and download them.
That's a great game for $10. Too bad, you know, if you didn't get it already, that window has closed.
Sure. Punch-Out's still $10.
Yeah.
Punch-Out's still also good. It's not like Super Mario Galaxy 2 levels of good, but it's a fun, entertaining thing.
Galaxy 2, a very serviceable $20.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, still worth the price of admission
for that
game.
I paid retail price when that came out, and I do not regret it one cent.
Yep, agreed. So those are both out now. Coming on January 29th, Metroid Prime Trilogy,
Woo!
Which we already mentioned.
Please buy it so they know people like Metroid.
Yeah, that.
Have them
buy
make
it twice.
Like, if they make another game that's just like Prime, I would be so fucking happy with that. I just want a new Metroid
game.
That's
like my peak expectation.
Yeah,
if they make any Metroid game at all, it's not Other M.
I bet if they
fine.
Made a game gameplay wise like Other M, but like kind of cut the story, because I've heard the gameplay is kind of
there were good things, but then there were bad things.
There
were
a lot of bad things.
I just want like basically Super Metroid, but like absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, if you really just have, like, a 2D side-scrolling game, man,
I
like 3DS.
Yeah.
I just want a Metroid game that isn't anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I
the entirety.
I don't,
are you sure?
I don't want Samus to be a 5'4 chick that gets bossed around by some
she's
dude
like,
she has dad problems
she's
with.
She's supposed to be a 6-foot tall, like,
father bitch. They retconned that one pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that Zero suit was only, you know, this skinny.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about that, guys.
Oh, let's not.
We've...
That's not the kind of attention we want.
Resident Evil is out. Guys, I don't know if you know, but there's a game called Resident Evil, and it's now on, like, every platform imaginable.
Oh, Resident Evil 4?
Resident
That's
Evil
a good
1.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
the
yeah,
only
I'm just
good
kidding.
One.
I'm just
I know.
Kidding.
I think that Resident Evil 4 is the only good Resident Evil game.
No, it's definitely the best
one.
It's definitely the outside of the others in terms of like the game.
It's the only one I ever hear about anyone playing.
Right. It's the only one that I want to play.
It's the only one I've played to completion.
Six?
There's a 6?
Yeah, actually is a 6.
I'm not making
But that's also how forgettable it is.
Right.
Jeez.
I'm just being
They put out a game called Resident Evil 6, and apparently it's terrible.
It's like a bunch of mashups of like different people. I think like a lot of people from like most of the games are in there. I'm pretty sure the guy from 4 is in there, and like the random people from 5 and I don't know like anything about.
I think it tries
Resident
to
Evil.
Wrap up some story stuff.
Something
like
that.
Like, who cares? The Resident Evil story is dog shit. One of the other good things about 4 is that it doesn't really have anything to do with the other games.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I still think the voice acting in the first one's pretty.
That's out. The weird part about this game, though, like this re-release of Resident Evil 4, of the original Resident Evil, is that it still looks amazing. So this is out on Xbox One, PS4, and PC, and it's an up-res port of the GameCube re-release.
Right.
And that game looked amazing at the time on a GameCube.
Right. Yeah.
And it still looks really, really good. Like, it's weird how good it looks for being like.
Yeah, I've seen screenshots.
A game that originated as a PlayStation game in 1996.
Right. Yeah.
Most of those games didn't hold up.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not if
man.
You want to count the polygons.
I know Lorraine does.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you about polygon faces.
They're so fast.
Count the triangles.
They're so
fast. So that's Yeesh. Out. The Grim Fandango Remastered is out on January 27th, which I kind of want to check out because I've never played Grim Fandango.
I haven't either.
It looks pretty cool, at least.
The only thing I've heard about that game have been positive.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody like, oh, Grim Fandango, that's horse crap.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a game.
It's a. Right. It's one of the latter day LucasArts adventure games.
Yeah,
it's
maybe, I thought it was LucasArts.
It's either the last or one of the last ones that Tim Schafer
yes,
worked on.
Yes, that's exactly right. I knew it was someone.
Yeah.
Is it a point and click text adventure?
That's what I was going to ask.
I think it is basically. It is more. That's exactly what it is.
That was a legitimate question.
But it's like obviously a much higher production value than some of those earlier ones because it's fully
not
voice acted and polygonally rendered and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems really cool. I've never been huge into adventure games, but I've played them from time to time, and I've never got a chance to try Grim Fandango, so I might look into playing them.
Now's your chance to have the childhood that we all had.
My only memory of those is playing Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade LucasArts game, and at one point you face Hitler, and you have the option to punch him, and if you do, you get shot, and the game's over.
That doesn't sound like canon at all to me.
Yeah, right. That's what I remember.
That's some un-American text clicking right there.
Yeah.
That game would not be written that way today.
Right.
You would punch the shit out of Hitler and kill all of his guards.
Yeah, exactly.
You
would win instantly.
You would, punch Hitler and then piss all over him while he's flying unconscious before you.
Yep.
Fireworks and confetti.
Funfetti.
An eagle would drop you a cigarette.
Right, yeah, exactly. You punch Hitler, then, teabag Hitler.
Yep.
Click the left stick.
Fireworks go off. American flag flies out of nowhere.
And you get an advertisement to download the DLC where you do it to Saddam Hussein.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you get to do the Zero Dark 30 thing and hunt down Bin Laden.
And then an ad shows up where you can buy gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Then you buy bitcoins.
Everybody gets exchanged for bitcoins.
At the end of the day, you vote for Ron Paul.
Real money buys gold.
No.
Gold buys bitcoins.
No, bitcoins buy Martha Meebos.
Exactly.
Right. You don't vote for Ron Paul, you vote for RuPaul. We talked about this.
I'm still not sure which of those is worse.
Which drag do you want to see in Washington?
I don't know. It depends on how effectively you govern.
Than there is,
more than
honestly,
there is my answer, too.
Well, yeah. We don't have enough yet, that's for sure, right?
Well, my question is,
I'll know when
the
there's
two.
Too much.
Yeah,
right now, there's not enough.
When that limit gets reached, you're like, whoa, guys, we're going to turn this down just a little bit.
Now, my question is, which one of them in office would be more of a drag?
Dang. Thank you, Kyle. Solving our problems.
I don't have anything to throw. I couldn't get through.
I need my water, so I'm not going to throw my bottle at you.
Hydration.
Throw these candy canes at you.
Our weekly... Doug's not here for our weekly nonsensical JRPG title of insanity.
Oh, that's right.
Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 2 Sister Generation is coming out on January 27th on the PlayStation Vita as both a physical cartridge and a download.
And Lorraine's going to buy it.
That just rolls off the top.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just like something about
it.
What's the
weird
acronym
JRPGs?
For that?
I don't like
I have no idea. My favorite.
I just want to know how many letters long the acronym would
be.
Too many.
One, two, three, four. Say six.
Say six. That doesn't sound confident.
Depending on if you count rebirth as one word.
There is
two.
A semicolon. Oh.
Yeah, so the rebirth in this title.
Birth.
I had to look closer at the printed, their printed logo for the thing.
On the box.
Yeah. And it says, it is RE semicolon birth two.
So is that just crappy translating, or is it supposed to be like an email?
Man, I don't know. I hadn't even considered that.
In reference to your birth.
Your second
Kyle,
bird.
You might be onto something.
We're only gonna buy this to find out.
You blew my mind a little bit there.
Oh my
god. Oh lord.
Sometimes the title says a little bit about the game.
You know,
sometimes.
So if Doug doesn't check, if Doug doesn't check this out of his own, I'm gonna have to like force him to listen to the show and tell me what this game is about. Because I bet he at least knows the core of what it is.
Oh, there's a non-zero chance he'll walk in any minute now
and just play it.
No, not that.
I mean, and he's playing it.
Not likely.
And finally, the last thing on this list, Life is Strange, Episode 1 is out on January 30th, and I'm not positive what this is, but I saw a trailer and it looked kind of interesting. This is a episodic game being made from the same guys who made Remember Me. Does anyone know what that game is?
I do not remember this.
It's a female-led, like a female
Remember Me.
Star.
That's all I think of. Sorry.
Sure.
Well, Macho Man.
It was published by Capcom and had a female protagonist. It was kind of like a third person action game sort of thing. Like it was maybe a little bit like quick time events heavy.
Oh boy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing a gross injustice to like what I think that game actually was, because some people liked it a whole bunch, and I kind of wanted to try it out, but I just haven't got the chance to play it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I have a free copy from PlayStation Plus that I've never booted up that I should really give a chance. Mm-hmm. That game got like mixed to positive reviews when it came out, and it kind of got buried just because... at the time, just because it had a female protagonist. And
damn.
It's still kind of the case.
Sure. But,
we
but they're doing
that, too.
The cool thing
but
about
we've
this
already
is
decided
that,
we're avoiding
right,
that.
The cool thing about
we
this is they're doing the same thing
them.
Here. Like, it, this stars a girl
like
in...
Episode 2.
The Life is Strange, this new game, stars a girl in high school who... I think she loses a friend or something, like something bad happens to somebody in her life, but then she also realizes that she has the power to rewind time. And then, so I guess the... It's episodic about like her changing shit and seeing what the results are, like Butterfly Effect style.
Jeez.
Prince of Persia. But that's what I was going to say.
Just no running on walls.
Right. Then she.
Hopefully she doesn't run out of sand.
Yeah, yeah.
That too.
Maybe she has a dagger.
Maybe.
Look, this game is alright, but what if she had a dagger?
Yeah. All right,
I will
right.
save my friend.
This is alright, guys. But let's just make Prince of Persia and let's name it something else.
Okay. Let's watch the Prince of Persia movie.
At one point?
Probably.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
Isn't that actually what
that's
happened?
An actual thing.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I might try
Super
to play this.
World Prince of Persia movie? That's our evening. Let's go.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I might try to play this both because it seems kind of interesting and just to like shore up the fact that I know so little about it. Like I should probably actually understand what it is and then go from there. But so that's coming out. And at least it's something different. So I'll always give the benefit of the doubt to something that is not like another first-person shooter with
annual
perks and... Yes, that's not another googly-eyed anime pile of bullshit.
Waifu. Don't talk about my waifu that way.
Oh, the waifu.
I'm sorry, waifus. I don't mean it.
All the lovely waifus out there.
Especially you, Kamiko Tan.
Yep.
I've never had such a soft pillow.
I think that's going to do it.
That pillow got really hard really fast.
Brian, if you have any Japanese love pillows you still need to give shout-outs to, I suggest you get them in now.
It's just Kamiko-tan, man.
Okay. Hold on, pillow man.
Think
about that little Kamiko-tan.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back in a couple more weeks with more updates on... Woo! Whatever's going on in the world and what Lori and I are up to.
Bowl.
You know,
yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff in process.
Yeah,
so.
We do. Check out our website for more information.
Hell
more
yeah.
is still coming.
Go to cubicorngames.com to see what's
Woo!
Up with the stuff we're working on.
Party
go
game.
Check out this podcast on
Everywhere.
iTunes and other places.
The ether.
In the ether.
The
live
stream.
Go smoke ether and then check out this podcast.
I'll let you know how the drug game over by Gibraltar Trade Center is going.
What? Who's? No.
We'll talk about that later. That's going to do it.
That reminds me, you owe me something.
Yep.
So for
Martha Meebos.
I got my Martha Meebos right here.
For me and for myself and everyone at this table, including our special guest, Amanda, not Amber.
Not Amber.
Not Amber.
Until you need to change your name from drug-related activity.
That's right.
It's time to start separating yourself.
We will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.